And welcome to Underground Horror Radio here on podunkradio.com and on Podbean. It's Justin McPatches. We're here in Morbid Movies again. This time, we're 1 month closer to the anniversary edition. Yes. Which is awesome because this month is our 3-year anniversary for Underground Horror Radio, which is awesome. And now we're here to see Army of Darkness on the big screen, which is awesome because the first time I actually got to go to Morbid Movies was Evil Dead 2, which blew my mind completely out of the water because it's awesome. So now we're here with Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hey, thanks for coming, as always, guys. And funny enough, Evil Dead 2 was the second one we ever did.
Yeah.
And, yeah, this is technically our last one of the year. This is a full year of doing it.
And it's rocking. The first movie was Battle Royale.
Yes. That was the one we kickstarted successfully, and boom.
And now it's here. And last month, in case you missed Nightmare on Elm Street, shame on you, Full House.
195 confirmed. You could barely find a seat.
It only fits like 200, right?
Right. I mean, there was maybe two or three seats. More people probably showed up later.
Somewhere in there. It was like we were sitting there waiting for the movie to start and just people. Okay, well, yeah, this is about right. Yeah, we get a lot of people usually. More people. Okay, this is weird. This is like there's like no room. Wow, now we have a full house. And the picture was awesome, which is on Facebook.
That is true. And a lot of great support. The folks from Enigma Haunt brought, I think, probably 20, 30 of their employees. I can't thank them enough for their support for that screening.
Yeah, I like Enigma Haunt. I met them over when we were at PalmCon last year. I'm like, dude, there's other horror stuff here. Sweet. And Nightmare on Elm Street was a blast. It was such a fun movie to watch on the big screen. I never seen it on the big screen. It was awesome. I love this. I think this is a great thing. Everybody should support this. Cult classics on the big screen is just amazing. And we don't have to drive all the way far up north or 2 hours far south. Lake Worth is right in the middle. I think it's great. And now we got next month. I called it last month, by the way. It was Creepshow. I was right. And
100% confirmed, ready to go. Our official 1 year anniversary show is Creepshow.
So what made you think, okay, let's do an anthology?
We haven't done one yet. What better way to start than with the whole brand new year?
That's true, and that's like, I think, the original, besides Twilight Zone, TV show, yeah, but as far as movies go, Creepshow was like the, anthology series, which spawned many, many after that, including, of course, Trick or Treat, which we all love, but yeah, Creepshow, which was based on like a comic book, wasn't it? Or it was like based on a magazine or something.
I believe the original book written by Stephen, I know the story was written by Stephen King. But it might have come from a comic book. Either way, it was definitely inspired by like the old EC comics, all the old horror comics, the Tales from the Crypt.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, no, I love those. And, what came later was Halloween almost was supposed to be like an anthology. We talked about earlier how me and you like Halloween 3, and many people are like,
People do. I love Halloween 3. It's a fantastic movie. You take away the name Halloween from that and call it anything else, it would have been fine.
Oh, yeah. It was a great story, and Tom Atkins rules. Hey, Tom Atkins. But yeah, he doesn't listen. But anyway, no, this is awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, just in case.
Hi, Tom.
We're also going to do a new thing called Not Horror, where we're just going to show Smokey and the Bandit over and over and over again.
And Burt Reynolds is always invited.
Yeah. I hear he's still out in Jupiter, which is, where we really used to live, yeah. No, it's awesome. Come to Morbid Movies every month. They got plenty of cool stuff for sale as well to support. These things are not easy to do. We love the people at Movies of Lake Worth. They're so great to us. A nice 200-spot little theater. It's homely. It's nice. Plus, we got buttons. They got buttons for sale, which is nice. All kinds of awesome buttons that you do all the artwork for.
No, I do the artwork for the buttons, but I will say our shirt was designed by Rick Lara, who from the Days of the Dead conventions.
Nice. Yeah, the shirts are awesome. Also, patches now. Yeah, that's awesome.
To Alton from Spicoli.
That's right. My good buddy Alton, who loves going to Spooky as well, and he's in Spicoli, which is a great band. Stickers, support these stickers and stuff. Also, you can get your own buttons made, too, if you want. He has skills.
I can make custom buttons at mikefavada.com/pins.
Perfect. So that's, you can't really beat that. Shameless, of course, that's all we're about, shameless plugs. But we got 1 year, so 1 year Morbid Movies, where are you at now with that in your mind? I mean, does that blow your mind? Because anybody trying to do something, anything, it's hard. And, and sometimes it goes good, sometimes it doesn't, sometimes it doesn't take off. But you made it a year.
Honestly, I never expected it to get this big from the beginning, and it just keeps growing. And I wouldn't be surprised if there is possibly some future expansions. Hint, hint.
Hey, that'd be awesome. I just, again, it went by really quick. I mean, I missed one or two because, you know, work and stuff, but I can't believe it's been that many movies already, and it's been a year.
11 in the first year. 11.
And that's awesome. And they're all top-notch, awesome flicks. I mean, even in Christmas time, you kind of lowered it down to, like, we're going to do Gremlins, which is still a cult movie, but kids can come.
It's very rare that we do something relatively all ages. I will say that. Even
hey, kids, come see Silver Bullet.
When people sneak in their kids, I don't judge them. I mean, that's just awesome parenting.
Yeah, I would be like that, too, because it's like, you know, why wouldn't you go to a con like that? So, hey, everybody, awesome stuff. Thanks, Mike. Check out morbidmovies.com. Awesome website. And not just for the movies, but you have, like, reviews on there of all these different stuff.
Staff writer Sal, knocking it out of the park with reviews, articles, stuff like that. We've pretty much expanded it to the point of being more of a central horror hub versus just the screenings.
And that's awesome. And we need more of that here in South Florida. It is a very horror-centric world. We love it here. Thanks, everybody, at Morbid Movies and, of course, the Movies of Lake Worth. Underground Horror Radio, McFatches, and Nicole sitting over there is out.